Now let's talk about this shit right here. This bitch came outside with a motherfucking good times afro motherfucking nut ass sweatpants, leggings, whatever the fuck she got on. Yeah, now I want to talk about broke ass niggas. I mean, if you broke, shut the fuck up, man. It shouldn't be nothing that you got to say if you can't get no money. I mean, and then another thing I want to talk about is these bitches out here that want a nigga to do everything for them, give them the whole motherfucking world, and them bitches ain't got a pot to piss in. I'm done. I mean, I was done, but then I realized that there's still something I haven't addressed. I haven't addressed all this black on black hate. Niggas need to stop hating, man. If you got hate in your heart right now, kill yourself, nigga. Kill yourself, man. The world don't need you. The world don't need you. You a hater. Nobody loves you. And this nigga right here, man. This old ass nigga. This nigga got a motherfucker. I know the Eagles won and all that, but this nigga got the Eagles jacket from 1961. God damn. This nigga got the first motherfucking Eagle jacket that ever dropped. Hit the motherfucking store. Oh, man. Nigga running across the street and shit. Fuck wrong with this nigga. I'm high to the motherfucker. But weed is from the earth, man. We all supposed to enjoy a little bit of reefer here and there, you know. Me personally, I get high every day, and it helps me. It helps me. Now, real quick, I just want to talk about some other stuff. One of those things being family, man. You got family, man. Love your family. You know what I mean? I know I be, you know, cracking jokes and shit, but, you know, gotta love your family at the end of the day. I love mine. But right now, we just gonna go back into talking about broke bitches. When I get back, I got some real funny stories about the brokest bitch you ever gonna hear about. I don't know why it's always the ugliest bitches with the ugliest wigs on, with the funniest shape, with the funniest shaped bodies, with the animal cracker motherfucking body shape, with the attitudes and shit. Like, bitch, cheer up. We tolerating you this much. At least you could do is not be, you know, so ugly. Motherfucking cheer up. You not be so motherfucking ugly while you out around me, you ugly motherfucker. Anyway, man, them ugly bitches. Yeah, them ugly bitches, man. They'll get on your nerves. But at the end of the day, I just want to talk about something more positive, man. I'm going to get off of them ugly bitches for a second and just say, stay blessed, stay black, stay true. And, you know, I'll be right back with you. I'm out. And I hate a looking ass nigga, man. Like, how the fuck you in your car? Are you doing what you do? You at the club, whatever, the restaurant with your bitch, nigga. And you over here looking at me. What you worried? I'm about to pull your bitch. Cause she see the motherfucking true on. She see the Ferragamo belt. She see it. She see the Gucci and shit. So you think your bitch gonna run off? Hey, it might happen. It just might. But at the end of the day, I ain't into breaking up happy homes, man. All I'm saying is, man, these looking ass niggas get on my motherfucking nerves. I can't stand it. But the weather is nice. I'm here in Philadelphia. The weather is beautiful. A little windy, but it's nice. Yeah, yeah. I really don't know what the fuck to say to y'all. So I'm about to roll out and get back to doing what I do best. And that's make money. But it's your boy, M.A.R. I'm here. And we strong. Let's get it. Peace.